Welcome to Zoom. Enter your meeting ID followed by pound. Enter your participant ID followed by pound. Otherwise, just press pound to continue. You are in the meeting now. There are two participants in the meeting.
Hey, it's Kyle.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
Happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Friday. How's your day
going
so far?
Happy Friday, man.
Pretty good. Friday always seems to go slow, even when we're all stuck at home. But we're getting through.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jess.
Hi, Jess.
Hello.
So I hear Fabian, Kyle, Tiffany, is Shannon on too?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Did anybody get the agenda that I sent out?
Yeah, I have it.
Oh, you do? All right. It's not showing in my sent files yet, so I was starting to worry that I'm having some internet slowness or something.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's okay. If you guys have it, that's good news. Just not showing yet. How's everybody's Friday going? I probably missed the first 2 minutes of the call. You probably already talked about that.
It's going good.
Good. Okay. I did see your agenda pop through. I don't know where you want to start, if you want to start there or the one that I sent.
Yeah, we can start with our side, and then we can jump to your agenda. That's fine.
Oh, yeah, because I saw it on my phone, but it's not on my computer yet.
Okay.
I'll just look at it on my phone.
Okay, no problem. So we did receive the chargebacks, the remaining for April, so we're getting those currently worked on. We do appreciate you sending that over so we can definitely see where the charges happen and whatnot on our side if we cause any.
Yep.
Are you getting those on a regular basis now? I know that we were a little bit delayed for a month or so, but are you getting them?
I'm going to go...
Yes.
Yeah, that's on my to-do list, is to put in the first few days of May in the Google Doc. So those will be in there daily.
Okay, yeah, I would imagine it's probably easier and ask you, let us know. Is it easier if we're giving them to you on a regular basis, like weekly basis, rather than all 1 month worth of data?
Yeah, daily is perfectly fine. When we get them in a group like that, we go ahead and just knock them out in case something was missed, especially with this pandemic that happened. It's totally understandable. So we were able to get those done within like a couple of days.
Okay. All right. So good. We got a plan for that. Okay, go ahead.
I know that I think it was Otter and Pete the Cat. I can't remember what the other special was last week with Pete the Cat, but they went out this week.
Yes.
They were a good number of them have. Yeah, the warehouse has been packing those, and they have been going out. There still appears to be some on back order. They're trying to kind of keep up with it. There was one component title that they were waiting for. They're waiting to receive it at the warehouse, and we just got word today that they got those in today. So they continue with those soon.
Yeah, it's okay. Important to note that the customers that were on back order last week were released, and this is a new batch of customers on back order for those specials because they're released once a week around Wednesday or Thursday of the week. So last week we had about 3,800 on back order. Those released when we were able to get packing through the weekend. They released probably Monday or Tuesday. And then we ended up having another specials run. And then we added, I forget what's on there now, what, 2,000 or so, 2,500 are on back order now. But those are new.
Yeah.
Those aren't the same people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just notating that, sorry.
No, that's okay.
Okay, got that down. And then what are we hearing on the floor? What I did, I actually dropped down the decline refund issues into the reminder, so I just went ahead and put that down there. Because I'm not hearing anything further. I didn't know if Shannon or Kyle's hearing anything further with refunds not processing.
No, I'm good on over here.
No, I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
Ooh, knock on wood.
Right.
And then I'm not seeing too many emails from the agents regarding customers canceling due to COVID-19. I think that actually has dropped down, maybe just one in a blue moon for now. So offering to suspend the accounts and offering free shipping and handling, either one or both has actually worked in my favor. I was able to save a few customers last week and partly this week. I don't know if Shannon or Kyle has any feedback on that.
I don't know if some of the agents have stopped actually sending the emails because they have the actual disposition now or not. But I haven't been getting as many calls as people saying due to the COVID-19 either. So.
Yeah, I haven't seen the emails either. As many. I actually haven't even seen one email this week doing for COVID. So.
Okay. Good.
And we're continuous training on HarperCollins, so we're definitely getting that going.
You're training new reps or retraining current reps?
We're cross-training current reps that we already have on other campaigns, so we're cross-training them. I'm training 4 this week, and we have 4 scheduled for next week as well. And then they're still in the recruitment process for a new class for just HarperCollins agents.
Okay.
I don't have anything else to share. We've been continuous staying on top of the Facebook and the emails for sure. We actually cleared them out, and now we're back at 200. So we're seeing that the email volume spike. So we're definitely maintaining those as they come in.
Okay. The email, Facebook messages, everything seems to be working okay with those.
Yes,
staying
ma'am.
On top of them. Okay. Yeah, I don't really see reporting on Facebook, so I don't know how to see, you know, how much is being done there and how much time is being spent there. Do you know if there's a report for that or where it resides?
I don't know if there would be a report for that. I would only assume for admin purposes, but I can see if we can get something portrayed in that in that manner.
Yeah, I was just curious to see. I mean, I don't know if it's being captured under the email data. I'm just not sure where to see that information.
Yeah, because what we have the agents doing, we have a specific group set up where they're able to communicate how many they've done in the notifications box or how many they've done in the inbox box itself to identify for the next person to say, I'm taking the lead on the next step.
Okay.
But I can definitely ask our IT team to see if we can get any Facebook reporting.
Yeah,
reported.
If they're available. Yeah, that would be good. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I don't think I have anything else to add. Just, you know, the items on hold and then the reminders below. I don't know if Shannon or Kyle wanted to add on to the agenda.
I did have a question about the account that I sent over earlier, Jessica. They were pre-authorized.
Is it the account that has the offer of $26, but there's no shipment and no charge?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking into that. I was going to first let you know that, I mean, there's no way for us to refund an auth because it's not an actual charge. And usually an auth with a credit card company, it can take up to 30 days to come off. But I wanted to forward that over to have a little bit further investigation because typically we shouldn't see an auth and not an immediate charge. It should happen pretty quickly, especially with the shipment too. And I know that there was some processing delays that caused, you know, some hiccups in the system around that time. So I'm just looking into it to see if there, you know, one, was there a charge and it's just not showing in the system or what? So we are looking into it and I can get back to you as soon as I have an answer.
Okay, because that was my main question, because I think Barry's response or the IT response from BMI was, it was a delay. However, those charges did go through. But once we canceled the account, we didn't see anything for sent to the warehouse, and we didn't see the charge to refund. And the customer did state that they
that
charge went through.
Charged. Yeah. Yes, okay. So we'll check the payment processing system to see if we can verify that, and then we'll see how we can go about refunding it.
Okay. And if not, then we'll have her. I can reach out to the customer and ask her to send in like her account statement or something.
Yeah. But we already did charge her and refund her for one of the charges.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So just give me a little bit of time on that. I did send it over. I'm just waiting a response.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Sure.
I did have something else to add. I know we talked about it last week about the delayed label created, you know, not yet in system for the USPS tracking.
Yep.
I didn't know if we had any more feedback on that.
I don't. I actually have that on our agenda. It's the second bulleted item. So we sent all of that information. We took screenshots and such and shared it with the warehouse. And we're just waiting a response. We don't know if it's like a warehouse process thing or if it has something to do with the Postal Service, but we took a couple of the examples and sent them over, and we're just waiting for them to get back to us on that.
All right, sounds perfect. Thanks.
Sure. Okay, so you already shared about what you're hearing from customers, so that's good news that the COVID information, you know, those cancels are kind of coming down a little bit as far as what you're hearing. We'll look at the reporting to see, you know, what that shows. The shipping delays we just talked about, yeah, as soon as we get an answer from the warehouse, we will certainly pass it on. And then we just wanted to make mention that the order volume, our average right now is between 1,200 to 1,500 orders a day. We had a couple of spikes at 1,700, but right now that seems to be our range. We're still seeing, you know, pretty high order volume, and we're just going to continue to monitor it. We just don't know how long it's going to last. We're expecting at some point with the COVID, it will decline a little bit as, you know, businesses in states start to reopen up. But right now, it is still pretty high.
Okay.
The back order we already talked about, right now it's just Pete the Cat. I think it's about 2,500. And like we mentioned, it is a different 2,500 from last week, but they are going to be packing that. The book title just came in, so hopefully we can see these release, hopefully by early next week. And then okay. The last item is kind of revisiting the CCPA. Just prior to this meeting, I did send over the BMI function and how it works. So I wanted you guys to have that. I want to emphasize here, and I keep emphasizing it every time we talk about it, this is not for somebody calling to say, please take me off your emailing distribution. That is not what the CCPA is. If somebody calls and just says, remove my name, you know, remove my email and phone number from your files, I don't want to be contacted, that's just a remove from mail, email, and phone. That's, you have those in there. But if somebody calls up and says, I want all my personal information removed, I want to be totally eliminated from your database, you know, and if they reference the CCPA law, you know, I know the state of California has this law, you know, I want all my stuff removed, then that's when you would use this. I don't expect to have a lot of calls about it. The law has been in place for a bit now, and I think you've had one customer, and they weren't even from California, as far as I know. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to just make mention, once it is done, it is done. So if somebody called you today, you know, at 9 in the morning and says, remove all of my information from your system, and they call back at 10 o'clock and they give you their last name and zip code, you will not be able to locate them. The only way the account could be pulled back up is if they were to give you the account number. And even with the account number, all of their personal information will be completely gone. You won't see it. It'll just be an account record with – it's basically the name and address would be blank. There won't be anything there. So I want to really emphasize that.
Okay.
Will they be able to sign up again if they do get all their information taken out?
Yeah, they'll be able to sign up again. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because we won't have them in the system anymore to be able to reject them. We won't have it. The data's gone. So they could, if they reorder, then it goes right back in the system again.
And that all that information won't affect them creating an online portal, too, because they won't have their email address on file twice or whatnot.
Yeah, once they're removed, the account is canceled, all the information is gone. Like, they can't have an active account with removing their personal information because we can't ship to a no name, no address account.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, this is only for people that, you know, want everything canceled. They don't want anything else. You know, they don't want any of their information within our database. And like I said, I really don't think you're going to have any calls on this. Very, very few. And, you know, I know that this law has been in place over in another country, and it's for other clients, and they don't get hardly any. But just in case, it is the law, so we have to have an option for it.
Gotcha.
And I don't know how it makes sense for you internally, you know, if it makes sense that, you know, I guess you just want to make sure that when you're training the reps about this, that they could really, really understand what it is. We tried to put some, like, you know, these bulleted items in the document itself, just so everybody is aware. But if you think that we need a different verbiage, if you think that we need to add something to the document, let us know.
Okay.
So you think basically they just need to reference the CCPA law to do this?
Yeah.
In order to do this. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if somebody calls and says, please remove my email, I don't want to get emails from you anymore, that's not
right.
What this process would be for. It's completely different.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I don't think I have anything else. I'm trying to think of some other emails that you had sent. I think those are the two that are still opened, the $26 refund and then the delay with the tracking link. Is there anything else?
And we got the clarification with the subpoena email as well.
Yeah, everything. The lawyer, Harper, has all of this information. I'm surprised if the customer or the person requesting the subpoena even reached out again because he already had everything. I know the lawyer did, and he's already been in contact with him. But, yeah, everything's been sent over there.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yep. Yeah, if you get any more, please definitely send it over. But it was really it was concerning for them because they saw that it had the another client where it was sent to. So then there started to be confusion as to, okay, did the customer order from both companies or did they only order from one? They were very confused as to how this request got sent to another a client email account.
Yeah, that was agent error. When he called in the second time, the agent gave him that email address to send the information to, and he's been sending it to that email, but they pulled up the account on the HarperCollins side, so it was the HarperCollins account he was looking for.
Okay. Is there other emails that went to that pertaining to HarperCollins that we need to be aware of?
No, ma'am. It was the one that Tiffany sent over the first time it came, and then I think I forwarded the last two, so every time they came over, we did forward them.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. So they have everything. HarperCollins attorneys have everything that they need. So if the person sends another note, let us know. Hopefully it will be taken care of pretty soon.
Okay. Will do.
All right. I don't really have anything else.
I don't have anything else to add. That's it on my end.
Same here.
Same here.
Okay.
I'm good.
All right. Thank you, guys. I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Yep.
You guys as well.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.